Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehhunt the Barbarian.
America, welcome to Epic Episode 169 tonight, the star date of August 24th, 2023, the infamous, the legendary, the rogue, the Von Wehhunt Show is here, the Barbarian is here in the studio with our Epic Episode tonight. The theme is Trump arrested in Georgia, Fulton County to be exact. We'll get into all of that, of course, during the show. Welcome, one and all. After the monologue, we will have a VIP guest tonight. Cherie from the island of Cyprus will be joining us, talking about things around that side of the world and what they've heard about you and me and Trump and what the prevailing view is of America. As on each night, I just talk with you. It's our fireside chat, America. A little early for a fireside chat, maybe in the summer, but fall's around the corner. It is coming. You can dial in at, after the monologue at 563-999-3437. New callers, whoever you are, from wherever you opine, you get first in line. I insist on hearing you first. And I insist, like the Godfather, on hearing bad news first as well. Well, stand up. They always say, or live on your knees. Share that motto with others if you feel the same. And by the way, tell five of your friends this week, or acquaintances, or family members about the Von Wehhunt Show. Word of mouth is the most powerful advertising this show has. So tell people, tell five people this week that you know about the Von Wehhunt Show. Do it. Well, the theme tonight, as I told you, is Trump arrested in Georgia. Wow. Motorcade came in. The mugshot, the infamous mugshot of Donald Trump, all over the place. Put it on my Gab page. If you want to check out the Von Wehhunt Show, go to Gab, G-A-B.com. I post a lot of things there every day, as everyone will tell you. Well, rule number one, I absolutely believe nothing the government says about anything. We are truly living in Planet of the Apes in this country. The radio studio is secure, surrounded by our commando forces, as we broadcast our very powerful message from coast to coast, around the world, and in over 30 countries.
Ich glaube, ich spreche im Namen aller Anwesenden, um die Freude darüber zum Ausdruck zu bringen, dass Sie, Herr Feldmarschall von Rundstedt, wieder zum Oberbefehlshaber der Weststreitkräfte ernannt worden sind.
Sparen wir Reden für die Siegesfeier und kommen wir gleich zur Sache. Luftwaffenstärke?
Luftwaffenstärke, Feldmarschall. Kurz, bitte.
I love the German language, and I find it funny when people say, well, you know, we could have been speaking German. I'd love to speak German fluently. Sounds so freaking cool. Man, I tell you. Well, they're breaking everything in the country and Hawaii. Everything around us is being broken. They want order out of chaos. It's a new world order mantra. Now, we're going to have a very packed show tonight. I can already feel it. I've been feeling the tension the entire day. A lot of calls and emails and telegrams have been arriving at the studio. A little bit of this and a little bit of that. I can't wait to hear what Cherie's going to tell us from Cyprus, the island nation of Cyprus. Should be very interesting. Well, I would say this, looking at our situation, our dire situation, this is still a country where there's many people live well. And I've always told you guys and gals that the best revenge in this life is to live well. Navigate your way through the political cesspool. Navigate your way through the HR diversity BS. If you're in the corporate cubicle trench warfare, as I call it, navigate your way through the toxic dating environment. Navigate your way through this country. If I was president, it would be a new day for everyone in this country and a new lease on life. I would first purge the Pentagon of all trainees, fags, queers, and lesbians, damn them all, and full speed ahead. They have no business being officers leading men into battle. Now, if we want a gay brigade to put them on the front line, which I've always proposed, they want to fight, you'll be in the gay brigade. First to go in and last to leave. How about those apples? Mexican cartels bringing drugs across our border with the aid of China, communist China, and other nations. And don't forget our northern border. I have them with Canada. A lot of contraband flowing over there. People as well. It's the lost border, I call it, the forgotten border. The border with Canada, communist Canada. And by the way, we have a lot of listeners up there in Canada, and they feel the same way. Well, many of you would like to know about the stats. Some of you would like to know about the studio stats. And I am here to tell you that 90.07% of the audience is from the Estados Unidos, as the Mexicans would say. And that's actually been dropping a little bit. I've always told you almost 10% of our listening audience is foreign. 4.12% is South Korea. That's got to be our wonderful military bases there. Thailand is next at 2.08%. That's all the American and British expats living large in Thailand, where they love you a long time. Wink, wink. And probably our CIA bases as well, listening in to the talk in America. Next is Canada at 1.89%. And last, the Empire of Japan, who's been creeping up. They bumped Germany and Australia. Japan, the Empire of the Sun, 0.29%. Very interesting as well. We are all over the world. And what's also amazing is the people that come back. You know, when this show airs on Thursday, we'll find them coming back on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. They were probably working Thursday night or wasn't convenient time-wise. They pull the podcast, and they listen to every second of it. So whether you're in the first stream or the second overdraft stream, trust me, they're definitely listening. Well, the new generations coming up are so weak, wouldn't you agree? We had rough and tumble play on the playground back in my day. Now the younger generations don't even know which bathroom to use or if they are even a boy or a girl. Their feeble minds are mentally stuck on pronouns, gender, and other psychotic drivel from the Tower of Babel, and they will not make it when their backs are up against the wall soon. This is, in my view, government America, as I told you before. Your greatest sin is your weakness. They're going to walk all over you if you're weak, trust me. We know the satanic globalists powers went to burn down our entire world. Look at Maui, Hawaii, and Lahaina. Unbelievable carnage. People still say they were blocked by the authorities. Aid can't get in. 2 weeks later, wow. Well, your host with the most is here. I am a veteran of 1,000 psychic wars. A Roman centurion in my own might in the modern day era, working with you and battling it out day after day. Well, the uber Democrat leftists are celebrating the victory tonight with the infamous Trump arrest, as they have weaponized the legal system inside this country. And what a travesty of justice. But the same token, now, I will remind you, this is not going to be pleasant to the ears, but I'm a very observant, candid person. President Trump now knows how it feels to be a January 6th protester, arrested, brought in, charged, mugshot taken and processed, quote unquote, in the criminal court system, and then forgotten about in the abyss of time. But in Trump's case, he was released today. But the January 6th people are still rotting in jail. Trump's never visited them. They fought for him. He's never offered to pay their legal fees. In a weird way, this is sort of like karma. Not the way the Democrats think about it, but how I just told it to you. When you're a general and you're the commander-in-chief and you order people to descend upon the Capitol, you better back them up. And if it goes awry, you better pardon them, or bad things can happen to you. And that's what I'll say about that. Well, tonight's going to be an electrifying night for all. The Republican candidate debate. Yes, we will get into all of that. I saw the whole thing. It's not your job. It's mine. A lot of people just snubbed it. Don't blame you. But I get a kick out of it, and I need to know for the radio show what the hell's going on. And the winner of the Republican 2024 presidential debate is Donald Trump. And he wasn't even there. This guy is truly amazing as the front runner. Well, unbelievable last night. Did anybody else notice this guy, this new up-and-comer, Vivek Ramaswamy, whatever, dramatically talks with his hands? You know, in psychology terms, that is a sign of lying. Now, I talk with my hands too, but not like this guy. The sign of lying, people do strong hand gestures and they overcompensate for their lack of knowledge when they are trying to make you think they know more than what they're talking about. Now, I'm German-Italian. I do talk with my hands, but I was watching this guy going, damn, you make some of my relatives look terrible. And I loved how they made the black guy tackle the welfare question in the debate. That was just class. Totally random, I'm sure. But Vivek, yeah, he wanted to make a big name for himself, and he did. He's, to me, I'm not impressed. He's a Republican grifter. In fact, Vivek guy was kind of a horse's ass. And he's a perfect political troll. He's a slick Patel, just like Nikki. And while DeSantis was talking, he was also making strange hand type of gestures towards him. It's like a little kid in high school. You stand up, teacher tells you to recite your speech or your book report. You have some weirdo next to you making weird hand motions. Vivek, to me, lost the debate. He did terrible on the debate stage last night. Childish antics, interrupting everyone constantly, and he boasts no experience and is not very presidential at all. To me, he's an empty suit with a Hindu accent. He is the Republican Obama that the RNC is trying to shove and ram down our throats. They're trying to groom him for the future because they want that black-brown vote, and they can taste it. He's an Indian bloviator not to be trusted with your future. I'll rest my case on that. In fact, Vivek was so bad, I sat here just dumbfounded, that Vice President Pence looks good next to him on the debate stage. Remember that guy, Trader Pence? Vivek Ramaswamy, whatever, is like the rich son of a 7-Eleven owner who has never run for office and never been in government. He has no foreign policy experience whatsoever. He claims he's a businessman. He kind of talked his way on that debate stage. And Vivek kept interrupting everyone until the other candidates towards the end slapped him down. And where did he get all this money? It's very murky, very gray. I always said those Patels, they have that secret Indian money from the East, from the Orient. And they pull money out of their ass. Let me tell you, they can come to America. They'll look like they're in rags. Don't buy it for a second. And they'll buy three motels in Los Angeles for $5 million a piece. And they'll move their family in, and they'll run them for 20 years. Oh, they have money. But where did he get his money? That we are currently researching. And who approved him to be on the debate stage? Another interesting thing. His roots are Kerala, the southwestern coastal state of India. It's a small state, constituting only about 1% of the total area of the country. Vivek during the debate was talking about how he loves Israel. Vivek, in my view, is trying to be the next Trump in these type of debates. He's following Trump's playbook. But Vivek sounds like a conceited candidate with that goofy smile. I mean, there's always been some things, some back and forth. But this guy is smiling like a tomcat when the other candidates are speaking, not thinking. He's just smiling ear to ear like a goofball, like a clown. Well, he's gone this far because of all the Fox News sound bites, in my book. They've been giving his little sound bites. The guy's articulate. He's a Harvard grad. The guy's no dummy. But he's been feasting off these sound bites. Last night, we got to see him in action. I always knew we'd blow the lid off this guy, unmask him. He comes off as a smarmy, snarky, online tech guy, kind of a know-it-all, kind of a tech bro, right? Strange. We do not want him as president. Hate to say it, but Pence looked damn good next to him. And Pence actually did a good job compared to Vivek and did way better than I thought. It's funny. The expectations for Pence were extremely low. He came in the middle. Vivek had super high expectations. Actually, he overperformed. He actually overperformed, and he wanted to hog the stage. It was very obvious. But, of course, the dying GOP would push forward Vivek as a brown candidate, all while privately cheering for the radical Democrat Party to sink Trump's ship, to get him arrested. And also Fox News, they had a big banner outside this Republican debate in Milwaukee. It says, Fox News, democracy. But we are not a pure democracy. We are a constitutional representative republic. Cat got your tongue, Fox News? Is that too much to say? Nikki Haley said during the debate that America needs Israel. Israel doesn't need America. Well, I should be on that damn debate stage. I would have told Nikki, well, if that's the case, let's have Israel send back to America about $1 trillion. that we've given in the last two or three decades. How about those apples? Maybe the last decade. We sent them billions and billions. If they don't need us, then send back our tax money. That would have been the drum roll retort right there. You can knock these people off at the knees. You just know what to say. DeSantis was looking good, playing it way too safe, in my view. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. I'm not even sure why he was on the stage, but I like the guy. My mom was from North Dakota. Good people up there. Good, honest governor. You can tell he's a man of the people. I wish him well. Senator Tim Scott, the token black, had nice things to say, but he doesn't have a snowball's chance in hell to win the nomination. But he's a good guy overall. Of course, Trump understands American politics as a game show host, and Trump is so good at it when he's really playing the game hard, nobody can beat him. Well, we're seeing these things on the debate stage. You know, there was a report, and there's many quotes that Vivek Ramaswamy has said, that he wants Uber immigration to America. And you know what that means. He wants to pour in millions of Hindu Indians into America. Unbelievable. Well, the rhinos in our party have got to get their head out of you-know-where. Because the same people behind the scenes running the show are the same people wanting ethnic replacement of white people. But your average sports fan, hot dog, beer-loving Republican will get to cheer if their team wins. All they care about is winning. Well, winning's great. But when you win, what are the policies? What's going to be implemented? Against you or for you? Against your neighborhood or for you and your people? That's what I want to know. There's no coincidence that we are finding candidates from foreign countries that really have radical anti-Christian ideologies pretending to be what the people want. Don't let the RNC, in other words, pick your nominee, Mr. and Mrs. America. We know another rigged election is coming in 2024, because nobody fixed the last one. And that's how I can easily predict that. If people say that there won't be an election, I think we'll have some semblance of a quote-unquote election. Whether or not it does anything, but you can guarantee it's going to get rigged again. Be very surprised. We haven't had a fair election since probably Eisenhower, maybe. Seriously, because the mafia put the vote in for JFK. Everyone says John F. Kennedy. I said, no, the mafia put the vote in for JFK. And I'm glad they did, because JFK was the right guy at the right time at that moment in history. And Nixon was the right guy at the right time in 68 when we needed him to kick ass and take names in Vietnam. And my dad was there in Vietnam when Tricky Dick Nixon was the president. And let me tell you, when he won the election in Saigon, the ticker tape was going nuts. There were celebrations when Tricky Dick Nixon came in, because he told the guys within 24 hours, you can fight this war and let the bombs fly. Those were the orders from the Oval Office. Now, that's exactly what the Air Force did. Napalm the F out of those commie bastards. The planes were up in the air when Nixon won in 68, then 24 hours. We've got a big show for you folks tonight, and there's a ton of stuff, a ton of information to talk about. And I'm so glad that we're all here tonight, and we'll get right to it with our VIP guests here in a bit. But the monologue is not over. We have a lot more to talk about. Love that. Well, don't you ever forget what Vladimir Putin said in the year 2018? The journalist asked him, are you able to forgive anyone, Herr Putin? And Putin said, yes, but not everything. The journalist said, but what is it that's so impossible for you to forgive? And Putin said, betrayal. Well, the Russian jet carrying Prigozhin crashed onto Russian soil, and Prigozhin was the coup leader, if you recall, a few months ago, inside Mati Russia. Well, Prigozhin knew this, but I don't blame Putin for saying that during the 2018 interview, as you cannot be surrounded by treasonous bastards and turncoats. Only men of the highest loyalty and dedication to you and your cause should you surround yourself with, period. Everybody else can go to hell. I mean that. We're going to have our VIP guest come on shortly. Cherie from the island of Cyprus will give a report on immigration, what they've heard about Trump, what is going on over there. Wow, what a debate. I mean, that debate was just, I sat here and laughed through a lot of it. I mean, just these antics that are going on. And by the way, I was reading some of the feed from the other podcasters and other people, and all these people seem to think that the governor of Arkansas, Asa Hutchinson, looks satanic. I don't know where they got that from, but it's pretty funny, actually. I don't see him in that same light, but that is weird. The pharaohs of ancient Egypt, scientists say, were Aryan, not black. From the ancient Egyptian pyramid walls. Oh, yes. Well, we know we live in a satanic and demonic world, a lot of pure evil that's out there. The Mexican government is powerless to do anything about the cartels in their midst. It's a lot of nasty things going on our border. Be careful wherever you travel in the world. To friend and foe alike, you never know what's going on. I've always told you keep your head on a swivel. If I was president, I would let the word go forth. To be blunt, to friend and foe alike, that there will be severe consequences attacking our nation or our people going forward. And no government would be spared if they got in our frickin' way. I don't care who they are. We have criminal migrant squatters occupying public spaces all around America, from New York City to smaller towns, far and wide. This is all being facilitated by criminal globalists, NGOs, George Soros-type groups, with the tacit support of local regime authorities and government, mainly Democrat, of course. Why, you may ask? Well, I'll tell you why. It's to facilitate the ethnic cleansing inside America and the political replacement and the disenfranchisement of ethnic Europeans, i.e. white folks of European descent, from our traditional countries of primarily European stock. Look at Europe, look at Australia, look at New Zealand, Canada, America. Traditionally, white European nations from European stock being decimated by immigration. Then they get mad if you utter the 14 words. How dare you? We do have a right to secure the existence and the power and the fortitude of our people all over the world. Actually, it's an obligation and a duty, I feel. And if you aren't in the fight, then you better get the hell out of our way. Because there are some big things brewing. Now, a note on these migrant invaders. They aren't here to improve our country, contrary to thought. And by the way, we don't need some damn poem by Emma Lazarus on the Statue of Liberty to tell us what to think. The migrants aren't here to improve our economy or to improve your lot in life. They're country shopping soldiers. They're looking around for the most liberal country with the most generous benefits. They aren't here to bolster our low fertility rates. They have been brought here to destroy the national interests of white folks everywhere and to create a political environment favorable to any globalist candidate who will accept the New World Order and the anti-white vision, genocide, and agenda. That is who they want. I will tell you very candidly who will win the presidency of the United States right now. It will be the candidate who agrees to implement the New World Order agenda. It will be the candidate who professes an anti-white agenda, vision, and that is willing to carry it out to the letter. That is who will win. In a sea of brown and blackness, our dystopian future can be assured. And I've always told you to prepare accordingly. You have been warned. They are being flooded into all the white Western nations in order to permanently destroy them for all time to come, just as many civilizations in the past have fallen. When the blood of their founders was mixed with that of inferior races. It's just the truth. Benjamin Disraeli, the 19th century Prime Minister of the United Kingdom and Ireland, said this, "Race is everything. It is the only truth. It is the key to all civilizations. Any race that allows its blood to be polluted with that of an inferior race is doomed." Wow, powerful words of race, creed, and culture. They're the ones that have brought it up. They're the ones that have invaded our ancestral lands, not us. There's a lot of nefarious groups that want to see the West fall. That's why the Von Wien Show is here, to spread the word far and wide. Get ready, folks. This is only the beginning. There's also rumors of another plandemic 2.0 coming down the pike. It's going to be an amazing year, an amazing decade. Buckle up. Get your head on straight. They're at war with you, and you better open your eyes and realize it. It's time to start the show. Love That by Audio Machine Blitzkrieg. Let's get right to Cherie from the island of Cyprus. Cherie, are you there tonight? How you doing,
Hi,
baby?
Hi, good evening, Vaughn.
The European housewife, so good to hear your voice. Can you hear me
good? So good to be on again.
Yes. I'd have it no other way.
Yeah, it's
glad
crazy.
You're here.
It's crazy in Cyprus as usual. Crazy with 200,000 migrants. Just running amok. The usual problems.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Taking over everything.
Tell us about those migrants over there and what is going on with that. What's the latest?
Oh, it's crazy because we have Nigerians, we have Congolese, we have so many different countries full of Syrians, you know, Somalians. We have 20,000 Ukrainians. This is the difference between real refugees and fake refugees. The Ukrainians don't cause a problem. You know, they rent houses. The government has rent. That's the only problem we do have with them is that all their houses are gone for rentals. It's very hard to rent a house now because they've got all the rental houses. But they take care of them. They, you know, blend in. They behave normally. And their families, with the other migrants, they're mostly male. They're out of control. They're violent. They're doing drugs. There's burglaries. There's it's just so bad. It's just they're attacking people. They don't live normally, and if you complain you're a racist, you're not a racist. You're just telling the truth. You know, because there's Ukrainians that behave normally. They're refugees.
How dare you tell
Why
the
can't
truth?
These refugees be normal? Because they're not refugees. They're not refugees at all. They've come over just to take over. There's a town in Paphos, in the resort town of Paphos at the moment called Chlorakaz, and the people in that village, they were just begging for years for help because it's become a ghetto. They, you know, there's 4,000 people there, but 1,700 of them is migrants, and most of them are asylum seekers or illegals hiding. And they have just been harassing the population there so badly, and they took over a condemned resort building, 250 rooms. It has no electricity, no water. It was condemned. The man that owned it lost it in the banking crisis. They took over it, and they set up the electricity illegally, and they all lived in there, all these migrants, mostly Syrians, Nigerians. But it's like their base. They live in there, and they just go around the streets. They have fights with themselves, stabbings and, you know, bashings, whatever, all their riots. And they're attacking people. There's this lady just the other day, 65-year-old, got beaten up and her handbag stolen, her phone stolen. She was beaten really bad. There's people getting stabbed and bashed. People are scared to put their kids out to play now. You can't take your... That was the nicest, most beautiful village before this. And they brought these migrants in who claim it's all racist if you don't want to rent to them, don't want to do anything, but they destroy people's houses. These ones are in the condemned building because they're all hiding. The people of the village and their mayor, they went down to the presidential palace to complain, and they finally got listened to with the new president. And the police came to round up all these, it was over 1,000 people in there, migrants, and to round them up and, you know, to document them. Most of them ran away, and there was only 81 left. So they took them to this migrant center, which is only 20 minutes from where I live, and that's already full up. They took them there, and the next day, 60 was new ones was back in the building, and the rest of them are running away, and they're robbing everyone. It's like a nightmare where they're running from the police and they're attacking people. They're, you know, robbing people. They're doing armed robberies.
Oh, my God.
It is
crazy.
A nightmare. It's
out of
so
control.
Crazy.
Are you going to stay over
the
there? I mean, is your plan to...
The police are very badly injured because one had a broken neck. The other one had all the tendons in his arms ripped up. And this is the normal Cypriot police. you know, they're not used to this. They, you know, having to deal with these monster people who claim mm-hmm. racism if you send them back, because the Cyprus is sending some back. When they
God
find
forbid.
Them, they're illegals, they send them back, and then the United Nations will say, well, that's against their human rights. You know, we've got human rights. Mm-hmm. We can't do anything anymore. This whole place is a mess. This whole place is a mess.
Human rights
that's
is only for minorities. It's not for whitey. Didn't you get the memo?
There's no money.
It's not for whitey.
No money
right.
for Cypriots that need it. There's only for
nope.
these migrants. It's you've got
right.
people looking out their window in Paphos, and there's migrants swimming in their swimming pool, taking over
yeah.
their pool houses, and won't go away. It's like, and if you call the police, they're claiming you're racist, and they're swimming in your swimming pool, they're sitting on your chairs, they're in your garden, you can't even go out, you're terrified, because these it's men, it's not women and men, it's men
mm-hmm.
with a different mentality from us, where violence is the norm. And how do you
I've always said, the only thing they understand is brute strength. Right. The
yes.
only thing they understand
but
is brute strength.
That's
how they understand.
Rounding them up. And then they're getting called racist from the United Nations. They can just be quiet because they've left us to deal with this monstrous problem where there's over 100 of them coming into Cyprus every day. Now, where are we going to put them? You know, where are
yeah.
we going to put them? Because Cyprus has got the highest number of asylum seekers relative to the population in the EU. There's no way. When I go to Limassol now, I went to the old town
mm-hmm.
the other day, where I used to go and take my daughter to the movies. I can't go there anymore. There's a big park right across from it, and there was 100 Africans out there. Now, they're not looking like nice, friendly people. They're sitting there. They're drinking.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking like, you know, like with hatred when you walk past. So you can't even get out your
That's
car
right.
anymore. Yeah, and when I went to the
Well, they've been taught to hate you. They've been told to hate you. They've been told
yeah,
that the reason why they're
well,
a migrant
looking, it's
is because of you and me.
They're not grateful
right.
for
mm-hmm.
being taken care of. They hate you
no.
for it. It's like you think you're better than them. And then
That's right.
I was looking at
Absolutely.
I was looking at the car, and then I looked back and I saw all these migrants, like the darkest Nigerians, right? They're coming out of these old buildings and they're walking like the Walking Dead, you know, so slow onto the road.
The zombie
out.
Apocalypse.
Yes, they look like zombies coming out.
God.
It's scary. Old men, it's so scary. It's like you can't walk down the street anymore. You know, you can't even go to the beach and leave your towel and your bag and your car keys on the beach and go for a swim. So many people, they wait till they get into the water. They take their bag. They steal their car. You know, you can't relax
mm-hmm.
anymore in Cyprus. You're gone. You're gone if you relax. You have to look over your shoulder all the time. It's very uncomfortable, and it used to be the most freest place where you could
mm-hmm.
leave all your doors open. Now everything's closed up. Everyone's scared, and if you say anything, you're racist. I can't understand this. If they were behaving, nobody would be saying anything because no one's saying anything
right.
about Ukrainian refugees. No one's saying anything about them. You know, they just happen
exactly.
to be white because they're behaving themselves. You know, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just the
yeah.
worst thing. And then it's like it's normal to just ruin the whole island. And it's on purpose. It's on purpose. It's like
oh, yeah, it's
you can't
planned.
Do anything. It's just on purpose. They've ruined the whole place. It's terrible. And the ones at work, I've got a friend that's got a bakery chain, and he's got about 10 bakeries, and he was hiring some young African women. Now,
mm-hmm.
he's got them in all his bakery chains, right? And they're very nice and everything. But what he noticed, like, after they've come here and after he's hired them, all of them are pregnant now. All of them.
Of course.
Yeah, all
sure.
of them. How could everyone in every shop be pregnant all of a sudden? And it's like, And there was another scam. There was another scam where a lot of Africans were pretending they were having Cypriot babies. But when they did the DNA on them, they weren't Cypriot babies. They were just saying that there were Cypriot babies so they could say, you know, they didn't even want to have a Cypriot baby. They wanted to pretend to have one.
Right.
So they're not racist.
Right. Exactly.
It's
well,
just crazy.
You know, they wonder why there's a white backlash, and there are people who are getting sick and tired of these governments and these groups doing this crap to our neighborhoods and our nation and our states and all over the world. You know, I don't see them pushing all those African migrants into China or Israel.
No, I don't see that either.
Or Japan.
You don't see it in other countries. Only Europe.
I don't see them doing that.
No.
See?
No,
and
they wouldn't get
that's what they want. They want, like as Gunslinger said in the chat room, it's the savage Negro beast. To be blunt,
it's
they want
terrible.
To put him in all these traditional white countries. And look, this is a new phenomenon. It's not like it's been happening for hundreds of years. Get that thought out of your head, people. This is really relatively a new thing. Maybe a decade old.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's all part of their New World Order plan. What are your plans for the future? Do you want to stay there or do you want to relocate? What are you thinking about?
Well,
for
wherever you go, it's happening. It seems like the same thing
True.
Is happening everywhere. Where do you go that isn't happening? It's just the biggest mess ever. When you walk down the street now, you're walking down African streets. You're walking down African streets, you'll get followed by African men or Pakistani men or, you know, you're not safe. Your daughters are not safe. Not even your sons. They go after your sons, too. They go to the schools exposing themselves. Now, if a Cypriot man did that, they'd be arrested. Why do they just get told off and to go away? It's like that's what I call racism. When you don't treat people the same, you should treat them the same as any other Cypriot. If they do something wrong, you arrest them. You don't just say, "Oh my goodness, it's just one of those migrants. They don't know what they're doing." You don't make excuses for it. They wouldn't like it if they were just all deported for all the things they did. But they leave them. They leave them, and they say, "Oh, look, just get away from the schools." You know, stop exposing yourself to the 8-year-old girls. You know, it's so disgusting how they're so lenient and scared of telling the truth about what these people are doing. It's like people are terrified to be called a racist. I can't understand this. Who cares if we all are not terrified of
Who
it?
Who cares?
The fear is gone from this.
The white people have got to get over this weird. They programmed you guys, not me, you, but they to be.
Head that you somehow
you're
have
more
to feel
fearful.
Sorry for these people.
Right. It's that people are more fearful being called a racist than death. Literally. It's about that. They have programmed the white people around the world. I knew years ago when they were doing all this diversity training. This is all part of mental programming. It's to program people to get them ready for what's happening now.
Yes.
And they roll out these programs.
Even in the school here, the schools have changed here just this year. The EU have put in all the LGBTQ rubbish into the schools. The parents are complaining because they want to, the schools are having, because of Europe, they're forced to teach four-year-olds about the not just normal sex, but weird gay stuff, transgender, and the parents are going crazy and they're protesting. They had to sign up, hands off our children, everything. And those parents are called transphobic, you know, like bigots, you know, whatever it is. And it's the most disgusting. There's some kind of pedophile hierarchy up in the top of the government. There's some kind of thing where they want these kids groomed all around the world. They want to groom our kids to think about sex when they're tiny little kids in kindergarten for their own benefit. It's disgusting what they're doing, and they want to think it's normal. I just want to be a boy today, or I just want to be a girl today. Just leave the kids alone. I don't care what they do. Do whatever you want, you know, but stay away from our kids. That's all you have to do. Right. Stay away from the children. Do whatever you want in your house. Dress up in a dress if you're a man. Do whatever you want. But just stay away from people's kids. Why do you have to get into their heads? Now, why do they have to get into our children's heads? They want to deliberately get into the children's heads to make it seem like this is normal.
That's right. They want the pedophilia behavior to be normalized.
It's families here. Families.
That's right.
They're religious. How on earth are you going to get these people in Cyprus to think this is normal? You know, you're not. You're not going to get people to agree with this. It's just ridiculous.
Well, the Uber left has always wanted to make the extreme mainstream. They want to normalize these behaviors. They want to groom your kids, and they want to get them away from the heterosexual, normal, traditional, nuclear family style person. And they want them to be queer. They want them to be trans, queer, fag, whatever word floats your boat, America. I don't care. To me, it's all the same cabal. And that's what it is, you know. And unfortunately, you got a lot of people in both parties that go along with it. And they think it's just wonderful, you know. But what's the politics over there in Cyprus? And have you all heard about the Trump arrest today in Fulton County, Georgia?
Yeah, it's disgusting. I can't believe what they're doing to Trump. And, you know, people don't realize in America, when you look at America now with Biden as the president, you're thinking, What is happening? How could this person that's always got some kind of mental deficiency be a president? And then you're with Trump, they're going after Trump when the Biden family is like a bunch of criminals. And I'm just the outsider looking at this, and you're seeing the Trump family, Trump getting treated like this. How they come after him and not the Biden family, the Clinton family, all these criminals. Mm-hmm. It's disgusting how he's hounded and put up like this. It's just a setup. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. And everyone's looking.
I know
other people from here is just looking, can't believe it. It's so.
He's our installed president. He didn't win the election. Nobody will ever convince me that Biden won 82 or 85 million votes. Depending on who you talk to. He was installed by the elites, by powers that be, the invisible hand, blah, blah, blah. The power brokers behind the scenes, behind the throne, he was installed. And everyone knows it. Because I know absolutely nobody in my travels who can clearly tell me I voted for Joe Biden. I pulled the lever for Joe Biden. Nobody. And during the election, let me tell you, I didn't see one Biden flag. You can't tell me there were 85 million secret people who love Joe Biden who came out. And put him over the top. No, it was clearly stolen election. And Trump won because Trump was everywhere. Trump would have 40, 50,000 people at a rally to Biden's 12, 20 people. Literally. It was that bad.
They were terrified because they knew he was going to win again. The first time he won, they were shocked. They didn't realize he was going to win. This time they're prepared to do every dirty thing possible to make sure he wasn't president again. You know, he was loved as a president, and he looks like a president, and he behaves like a president. You know, he's someone to be proud of as a president. Now you've got this doddering old man that looks like he wears a nappy, running around, you know, a diaper. It's just pathetic. He doesn't know what to say. He can't remember where he is. Everyone's looking at this around the world thinking, there's no way he's the president. Someone else is controlling the whole place. There's no way Biden is the president. He's just totally not there.
No, he's totally installed. In fact, there's a lot of rumors
say,
that
you're president.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Yeah. Well, we have a lot of rumors in our country, Sheree, that the real Biden might have died a few years ago. This is his relative or twin brother.
Who knows?
Who knows what's going on?
It's crazy.
There's a lot of rumors about that. Where the facial construction of his face does not match the construction of the earlier Joe Biden.
Anything is possible.
The earlobes don't match. The nose doesn't match. Yeah. People have compared the
photographs. Yeah, and there's eyes.
It's really eerie.
Oh, my God, there's eyes.
Eyes are
off.
Demon
eyes.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's
you look similar.
Nothing there. It's just like this black space.
Yeah, well, the niece of Biden came out on Twitter and said that the real Biden, her father, died, and this was her, his brother, her uncle, and the family wanted political power. And they said that he was Joe Biden. They quietly buried the real one. The niece came on Twitter and said that. Yeah,
hey,
I've actually have it in my time. My
is
I saved it.
I don't discount anything because you just don't know these people. There's so much power, so much crazy bad people behind it all. You know, they would do anything to have this power. Anything.
I know.
Yeah.
And
so,
the media is all on their
off
side.
The table.
That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
so,
these people are crazy.
They really are. You're so
yeah,
fun to talk
to.
Any other good stories about Cyprus? I mean, is there wave after wave of these migrants coming in every week off the boats?
Every day.
I watch these Twitter videos. And my
Every day,
I see them come
every
in.
Every single day.
Wow.
Every day, there's over 100 every single day. Either they come from the other side, you know, from the Turkish side over, or they get into a boat, they come to the Turkish side, and then they get in a little boat and go around. The smugglers take them.
Wow.
They're not poor people because they each pay about 2,000 euros each to come in.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not poor. But to think how much 2,000 euros is in their African countries, you know how much this is? So they're not the poor
That's
people.
That's big money over there.
Funny how they leave all their families behind.
Sure.
It's so dangerous that they leave everyone behind and come by themselves. All these men. And then they set up drug dens. They're selling drugs and they bring them from the other side. You know, we've been having a lot of problems with the Turkish side. Just last week they attacked the United Nations peacekeepers over there. You know, because the Turkish people were building on the buffer zone somewhere, and something illegal, some outpost or whatever they were doing, and the United Nations, they had peacekeepers from Britain and Slovakia there, and they said, you can't build it.
Mm-hmm.
They attacked those people. They beat them up. They beat up the peacekeepers. You know, they beat their cars away. How is this normal to behave like this? And then you've got this is like a different kind of invasion. The Turkish are allowing all these migrants to come through in certain areas where there's no posts so they can come running in. And it's just like a different kind of invasion. All these men coming every day. You know, and then we've got robberies we've never had. We never had cars stolen before. We've never had armed robberies. You know, you can't even open a bakery at night without it getting robbed. We never had all this. We never had the rapes. We never had all this. People don't behave like this normally here. This is something.
Bunch of animals.
They bring
bunch
in.
Of savages.
Yeah, it's like they come to destroy.
Planet of the
Apes. Like I'm grateful to be in Cyprus. I'm grateful to be in the EU. Finally, I'm saved from my horrors. No, they bring the horrors with them because they are the horror. They are the horror. I don't think anyone wants them in their own country. They're the people that chuck their passports, hide from the law. They come to your EU countries and they rape and pillage and they just destroy wherever they go. They take over towns, make it into a ghetto. They abuse all the people around them. They're not grateful. They hate people.
Right.
They hate white people. They're the racists.
Oh, I know.
They're the racists. They're standing there saying you're racist if you don't like them destroying your house or beating you up or stealing whatever you've got in your handbag. You know, they're the racists. They're the racists. It's actually targeting white people because they think we're stupid and they think we can't retaliate. We can't say anything back. But people's getting together. People's getting together.
Well, the white people having cowed
and they round them
to
up
not do anything.
It's ridiculous. In Paphos, there's 1,000 people missing, migrants running around hiding in buildings and in people's houses and attacking people at the moment. It's so dangerous. So, you know, you've got people calling the police on them. It's just ridiculous. And people stuck in their house hiding from monsters outside that could come in and break in and just
literally
kill you.
Monsters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's people that hate you, don't care if you die, don't care if they hurt you.
No.
Just steal off you like you're just.
They have no empathy whatsoever.
Yes, there's no kindness, there's no caring. Yet we're supposed to be kind and caring. Well, we're kind and caring to
normal refugees.
That's right. The Ukrainians are behaving. They're getting the kind and caring. Everyone's, you know, looking after them because they're very grateful to be here. But the other refugees, the fake ones, they're not grateful. They've come over.
No, you're right. Whitey is supposed to be kind and caring
to
all the little people of the world. Right. Well, when you give up your guns, as Gunslinger says, that's what you get when you give up your guns, people. Worldwide, never, if you're ever in a position, ever, to where you can ever get those guns back over there in Europe and Australia and Cyprus and New Zealand, do it. Because that's the only thing keeping this country even halfway sane is they know there's 450 million guns in private hands and 1 billion rounds of ammo in private hands in this country.
This is true because
we're an armed camp.
Our village,
the only thing.
Our village, our village was attacked 2 years ago, and we're a village of hunters. The only thing that saved us was the guns. And those migrants know not to come near our village. They know not to come in our village. It got around. Don't go there. Those people are crazy. You know, they're going to, you know, round you up and chase you down the farms. So, you know, it got around not to come to our village, and that's what other people have to do. They have to show that they're not going to be taken advantage of. They're not going to be They're not going to be raided at night. They're not going to do this. Because
the only thing those people understand is force. The voice of the white man, whether you like it or not, we'd all love to be out there drinking, barbecuing, being with our friends, our family, right? I get it. But the problem is they've foisted this weird politics on us individually, and you've got to protect yourself and your family and your loved ones. And that means the white man's got to learn how to fight. You've got to learn how to fight.
That's
Are you still
true.
There, Sri? Yeah. Cool. Well, what are your final thoughts tonight to America and to the world from your view, from your situation?
Well, I just hope that everyone takes a lesson from this, stands up for themselves, and realize you're not a racist to tell the truth. Just tell the truth. If you all do it together, you can't, you know, you can't go wrong. It's when you don't stand up that you've got a problem. If you all stick together, wherever you are, whatever towns you're in, wherever village, tell the truth and stick together when you're getting attacked and all these people are coming in and start complaining and go together to, you know, to your mayors, to your, you know, wherever it is you go to complain, because it does, you have to do this. Because I know the people in Paphos all went together and they finally, after 3 years, have got some results where they got the riot squad down there and dragged these ghetto crazy people out of their village. It's, you know, it's taken years. But you have to stick together and not care about pretend racism, because it's no such thing. You're just protecting yourself and your family.
You are. Couldn't agree more. God. Love hearing from you. Call the show anytime.
Nice to be on the show. I always love coming down and getting on this show. This is my favorite radio show.
Oh, thank you so much.
Sheree,
we love you. We love you on this show. Interesting news always from Cyprus. I mean, you guys just hang in there, protect yourselves. Like I said, take care of each other and beef up your defenses is my best advice. I'm a big believer that the best offense is a good defense and vice versa. So, in other words,
true.
Be prepared
very
on
true.
All fronts. Yep, it is.
Yes, we will
and
be.
Sometimes in life,
so
we have
though.
To be offensive. Yeah, and we have to be offensive sometimes. We don't want to be. I get it. Take some risks. You might get hurt.
Yeah.
But by God, if you're being attacked, it's either you or them. And sometimes in
yeah,
life, things fall in your
else.
Lap. And you got to take care of business. You really do.
Yes.
Hmm.
Yes.
We feel for
okay.
We
thank
love you, Sheree. We pray
on.
For you. You got to have
thank
a great
so
night, Sheree.
You
love
have
you.
A good night.
I will. Thank you
thank
so much.
You. Thank you, you so much for having me. Thank you. Bye.
You know it, Sheree. Anytime. Bye-bye. Wow. What a great interview with Sheree there, the European housewife. From Cyprus with love. Wow. Well, you know what? That's how a lot of the world is. I mean, we're pretty insulated over here in America. We see little snippets of these things every now and then. We like to keep things on an even keel. Look, like I've always said, we have millions of people who don't belong here in this country. They're already here. What are you going to do? I mean, really, what are you going to do? Millions and millions of people that have no right to be here. They're here. You got to deal with it. And they're bringing them in by the bushel every day, which is exacerbating the problem, you know?
And under the direction of Von Weehunt, we will commence bombing tonight on the North Vietnamese communist forces. Our B-52s are airborne, arriving at their destination targets. Communism be damned, we must prevail. And God bless America.
You're damn right. The Von Weehunt Show every Thursday night, 8 p.m. Mountain Pacific Time. It may be Mission Impossible to you, but the show will always go on, rest assured.
Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to sit down and listen to The Von Weehunt Show each Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. That Enigma code, again, is blogtalkradio.com, where geopolitics, current events, breaking news, history, and brilliant conjecture and callers will always be a part of the show. So don't be left outside in the cold. This is your secret agent invitation for what awaits you. So come into the radio octagon and castle on the Rhine, where eagles dare. The Von Weehunt Show. Your mission is to be there to make a better you, to make a stronger neighborhood, and to make America great again. This message will self-destruct in 30 seconds.
Well, I don't know about you, but I think it's time for a little gunslinger action and then Brett the Surfer after that.
Who's that stumbling around in the dark? State your business or prepare to get winged.
Damn right. Gunslinger, welcome to the show. How are you doing tonight, sir, from the big state of Texas?
Well,
you're
actually
on the air.
trying not to get barbecued. We still got a heat wave, but we have relief next week. It's only going to be in the upper 90s or midnight. Got a cold front coming. Oh, about time.
Oh,
jeez, wow.
Right.
Finally. Well,
you
these
need
people
it.
Over here... That over there, I feel sorry for them. I really do. And it breaks everybody's heart that these people are having to go through this invasion of these mongrel fucking hordes is all they are.
Yes.
It's like I put in the chat room. They're savage Negro beast. They're animals. And animals should be treated like animals.
They are. Yep.
They have, you know, but this is not a yesterday problem. This is not a last year problem. This has been ongoing for a lot of years, and what really kicked it off is when the European areas, nations over there, gave up their guns.
That's right.
That's what happened. That's what happened. A man fears the object that comes out of the end of a fucking gun. I don't care how young you are. I don't care how old you are. You can be man, woman, or child. It doesn't matter. You fear what comes out of a fucking gun. Is it violence?
You do.
Yes. That's the only thing that these low intelligent, numb-nutted motherfuckers understand. You can't reason with them. You can't talk to them intellectually. It's like out there and talking to or trying to pet and cuddle and goddamn do all these great and wonderful things to a rabid dog. What is that going to do to you? The dog is going to turn around and bite your ass. And guess what? Then you get rabies and you die. Because as far as I know, there's no cure for rabies. Okay? And these people are the same thing. Okay? Their mama should have swallowed, I swear to God. And there wouldn't be this much problem over there. And that kind of problem is over here. And you're already seeing it. It's not coming over here. It's already here. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Look at these damn cities, these big cities, L.A., Chicago, New York.
Cesspools.
Even in the small big cities, they're fucking cesspools of these mongrels. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
The ghetto in New York. Why do you think they call it a fucking ghetto? Okay, gee whiz. What's the worst day in the ghetto? Father's Day. Okay? And that's true. I've never been there. I don't even remember. Okay? So when you have these hordes of these savages just coming in over and over, and you have these savages, these, I don't care if you want to call them Mexicans. I don't want to care if you call them Tuhoo, Timbuktu. I don't care. They're coming in this country illegally, and this so-called government that we have, so-called, quote-unquote, is sitting on
their
ass.
You're breaking up a little bit
doing,
there. Mm-hmm.
Is sitting there doing nothing. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Every one of these fuckers has done nothing except Trump. At least he started building that wall. Okay? A wall keeps people out. You can either keep people in or you can keep them out. In this case, it keeps them out. And that's what you want. You go to any of these other countries out here and you try to slither your way into that country, they will shoot your ass dead.
They will.
Okay? They're not going to negotiate. They're not going to say, get the fuck out of here. They're going to open up with a damn 50 caliber machine gun.
That's right.
They don't have them over there. Why do we have this problem over here? Okay? We got plenty of freaking 50 caliber machine guns. Put them on the border. Okay? Put them on the border. Put piranhas in that damn Rio Grande out there. Double dare some bitches to come over. Okay? I don't see we are the softest damn idiots in the whole damn face of this damn planet. You know that?
Oh, we are.
It's sickening. It is.
It is. Well, we had 200 years where we had two big oceans gunslinger on each side of us. And with that, there was no country trying to invade us like Canada or Mexico. Well, Mexico later invaded us with millions of people. But my point is, we had a long time to hang out over here, and everyone got complacent. And don't get me wrong, I get it. People like to barbecue and get that slice of pizza. Grill out those burgers. Hey, kids, hop in the car. Let's go take a nice trip. No worries in the world. While the whole world's on flames, we lived really good in America, and I'm glad we did. I love that about this country. However, with that came liberalism, came all the psychosis, the mental disorders, the people who had weird fucking ideas about this country and immigration. Well, they said, we should allow everybody in. Why, that's the thing to do. And we see, and that's exactly what they did. Those same people, while the white man was busy barbecuing and traveling and raising his family and maybe going to church or whatever, they were running for office. Those same people were getting into Congress. They were becoming your mayors, your governors, your city council, and over time. Well, we see it with Omar, AOC. While the white man's working, guess what? They're getting a congressional campaign. They're launching their campaign for Congress to lord it over you, America. And that's what's happened. While you were having a good time, making money, sipping brew, they were running for office, dictating to you your demise. We're going to surround that white neighborhood with millions of brown and black people. We're going to bring them in. We're going to pay them to come here. We're going to use our front Jewish groups to bring them in. And that's exactly what it is. The George Soros is Jewish, and that's his groups mainly. They're doing this in Europe and America. It's just a fact. Everyone knows it. It's not a conspiracy theory. And so that's what's been happening. So the white man and the suburbs are just now woken up to all what's going on and going, oh, wow. Well, nobody ever told me about this before. That's because you watch too much damn CNN. And CNN, the communist news network, is never going to tell you any of this. That's where we're at.
I'm not going to tell you. That's where we're at, exactly. Well, yeah, boy, you know the North Texas area pretty well. You know where Dallas is. You said you lived around the area.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm sure you've heard a little suburb out there called DeSoto, D-E-S-O-T-O. Okay,
yep.
DeSoto. Okay, that's where I grew. That's where I grew up. Right there. That's where I grew up. Right
DeSoto.
Now,
okay.
You've got a synagogue of Satan in DeSoto. I never in my fucking entire life of 59 years on this goddamn rock would ever imagine a synagogue of Satan 3 miles from my house at the time. Okay.
So, yeah.
This thing, you got, it's a temple, it's a shrine of Satan. These fucking raghead son of a bitches. Same way with all these other immigrants and all this shit. And these other fucking stupid-ass white people, okay, and I'm a fucking white person myself, okay, stupid people
sure.
Embrace these suckers. They embrace these son of a bitches. They cuddle to these son of a bitches.
We must have diversity, equity, and inclusion, gunslinger. Diversity and equity.
Okay.
I know.
I don't know what's going to come out of this whole situation. It's going to be, if Trump does not get in there in 2024, we're going to have an economic collapse. I promise you that. And we're going to have a civil war. I promise you that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's already leading in the polls. I mean, that debacle debate they had last night or whatever, it was a fucking joke. I mean, that's why he didn't even attend it. He didn't even attend it because he knows it's a joke.
He wouldn't have attended it.
No.
I would have advised Trump to stay out. He did the right thing. You're 50 points up in the polls. Why go talk to a bunch of fucking losers? Seriously,
yeah,
why
losers.
Go? You're going to talk to a bunch of effing losers. Why? What's the point? All that's going to happen, you're bound to make a faux pas. You're probably going to lose some support by going on that debate, not gaining any. No, he made the right call. I would have told him to.
Yeah.
You know, Fox News, they only want him there for the ratings. Care about
ratings,
Trump. And Trump said so.
Nope.
They hate me. They threw me under the bus a million times. Fox News is owned by the Jewish interests. It's a fact.
That's right.
And they are, though Trump has had family members who are Jewish, they still don't like Trump. And Trump actually, there's a big rumor that he's secretly converted to Judaism. Doesn't matter. You're still not a part of the inner tribe. He may be part of the outer tribe, but not the inner tribe. It's a real effed up mess on multiple fronts. And you're right, gunslinger, something is going to break at some point, man. It's bound to. With the economy, the immigration, the crime, and these yahoos they're bringing in this country have no fucking business being here. If you're from Somalia or Kenya, get the hell out of my country.
Get the fuck
Go
out.
Back.
Okay.
God gave you an entire continent to live in.
That's right.
A humongous landmass, one of the biggest in the world, dedicated to the black man. That was your land, and nobody should have ever let you guys leave. Ever.
Nope. Never.
That's the problem.
That's what the problem
is. They got out there. We should have. For centuries, it was called the Dark Continent, and nobody from Europe, nobody went there. It was called the Dark Continent. And it was just a forbidden place. If you go, you go at your own risk. They're going to kill you. They were headhunters and spear chuckers and everything else. Unbelievable.
Yep.
And that's the truth.
Well, it's crazy.
And the truth hurts.
It is. Yep, the truth hurts. That's the old saying goes, the truth hurts. And people just cannot realize this because they're so damn stupid. Okay, beat me up, Scotty. There's no intelligent life down here. Okay, really, that is a true statement. Okay, I hate to say that. And, you know, they have their own continent over there. They have everything, the whole nine yards, okay? And yet they have to invade the rest of the world, okay? I mean, without the white people that were over there and still are, you know, and the farmers, the white farmers, it wasn't goddamn black farmers. It was white farmers, okay, at the time. For decades, Africa was exporting goods, all kinds of shit. And then one of them little dick-headed dictators, okay, came over there and took all the white farms away from the white landowners over there, took their land, the whole nine yards, and gave it to their people, and they're fucking starving now. Good enough. Starve to death, motherfuckers. You just cut your own throat is what you did. I'm glad you're starving. I hope you starve. I hope you die of a horrible fucking death because you deserve it. If you didn't do it, then you wouldn't be in the damn shape that you're in right now, there, would you? That's logistics. That's logical. The same thing going over here, isn't it? They're buying up land. They're all Chinese. Hell, Chinese owns half of the United States now, probably. And nobody doing a fucking thing about it. That's sick. It's sad.
They're all on the take. They're bought and paid for. That's why I say prepare for the worst, folks, because no matter how you slice it or dice it, I'm telling you, history doesn't lie. And I don't want any bad things to happen to good people. I want nothing bad to happen to our country. However, I'm a realist, and I will tell you the trajectory that we're on is not conducive to a nice, peaceful coexistence. We can all join hands and sing Kumbaya. Wow, what a wonderful life. What a wonderful world. Kumbaya, right? Well, that's not the world that we live in, unfortunately.
That's not the world. That's not the world that we live in.
It's a world of power and violence.
Power, corruption, violence, exactly. And it will always be like that because there's not going to be a solution to that. Because when you have a group of people, the blacks, for example, and this is the one that's doing the major of the things, when they blame Mr. Whitey for slavery, okay, when both sides, the North and the South, had slaves, okay, they admit it. The North had the slaves. We had the slaves down here in the South, too. It wasn't over slavery. The war was not over slavery. But these low-intelligent, dumber than a pregnant pissant people have seen over the decades, over generations actually, okay, as they're being brought up in these ghettos, hate Whitey. See that Confederate flag? That stands for racism. Oh, yeah, right. Okay, when there was blacks at the time that wanted to join the southern states, and there were blacks that would join the northern states too.
That's right.
They fight in the war for their country or for their land. Okay, so you tell me that was over slavery, and yet these son of a bitches to this very day blame Mr. Whitey for their demise.
Sure.
Screw you. Okay.
And
you've had repayment. You've had your repayment for decades and decades and decades called welfare. Get off your fat ass and do something, okay? And all the stuff that has bowed down to bring the black man up, okay, reduce scores in colleges so these idiots can get in. They can't even pass the test to get into to colleges because they're just so goddamn stupid. So they have to lower their testing scores so they can, what, lower it down all the way to one? And that's what they're doing.
Yeah. I know, crazy. Gunslinger, great, great call, sir. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you. Hey, talk
have a great, great night. You bet. Well, let us not forget those were Jewish slave ships that brought them here. It wasn't the white man. They were all Jewish slave ships who bought and sold the black Africans and brought them to the New World for some shekels. Now, granted, now there was slavery all over the world at that time, not just the North and the South, it was all over the world. There's more slaves today. If you've seen the great movie, as I have, The Sound of Freedom, I encourage you to see it. More slaves today than there ever have been in the world, even during the height of slavery. That's right, people, there's more slaves today. Human trafficking, more of that today. Indentured servants, more of that today. Unreal. Yeah. And, you know, this I still can't get over this stupid effing comment by Nikki Haley, another slick Patel like Vivek Ramaswamy, Swamas Jingjong, whatever the hell his name is. And she said, America, you know, here's the deal. America needs Israel. Israel doesn't need America. Well, F you, Nikki. Next, they'll say, it's right, they'll say, you know, America needs Africa. Africa doesn't need America. That'll be next. Oh, these people are crazy. These people are all over the board. And we got their number. We know what's going on. Trust me. Been watching this stuff for way too long. And it's getting worse, not getting better. Well, we'll get to Brett the Surfer here momentarily. But first, we hope for the people of Maui, Hawaii, can fend for themselves and get supplies. Biden went there and got his whole motorcade flipped off by a lot of native-born Hawaiian people. Don't blame them. Biden deserves what he gets. Such a moron and idiot president.
How are you, brother?
Hey, we're doing good. We're a little bit off. That's from a L.A. cover band called the Hawaii Five-O's. Sent to the station.
Oh, yeah.
Here.
Oh,
cool.
Yeah.
I said, you know what? It's good enough to play on the air. I want you guys to practice some more, but it's good enough to play on the air. So there you have it. Some new talent. How are you doing, man? Here in late August already. Where's the time gone? Mr. Breath the Surfer.
I know, yeah, time has
Have you watched that Republican debate?
Oh, yeah. It's a joke, you know, but DeSantis, I like DeSantis, but I think Trump, what is he, 40 points ahead of everybody else right now, so, you know, and it's just a really scary situation. See what's happening to Trump, you know, and those 19 people that are involved in this, it's banana republic, you know, that we're in. And, you know, the funny thing is Giuliani said it in an interview today, I think it was today, as he was headed into federal court, got his mug shot, that if it can happen to them, it can happen to anybody, you know. So, which you were
They're right.
Scary thing.
They're right.
You know,
scary.
And like you were saying, you know, being a surfer, it's very sad for what happened to Lahaina, you know, but it's just, this government that we've got as well. And just like you were saying earlier, you know, just the joke on him going over there, how he basically was kind of insulting the people there, you know, they're trying to make a joke.
Right. Oh, he's a big joke. Biden's a moron. His whole motorcade, there was a line of people that were flipping him off and saying, F you, Biden.
Yeah.
Go home. It's pretty vocal. I was watching the live feed, and yeah, so I'm glad people are saying they're showing their displeasure with the commander in chief, who's hated in Hawaii, hated across America, has done one thing for the country, done nothing for any of us. He's just sucking up oxygen, ruining everything.
Yeah. And it's the Hawaiian people, you know, they're just like they're regular people that are here in the United States, the other parts of the United States, the mainland, you know, it's just they're very, you know, it's very liberal in Hawaii. But the people are fighting against that, you know. Look at, I think the people are conservative for the most part. They're in their thinking, but the politics in Hawaii are so liberal, you know.
Well, in a weird way, like I said before on my Gab page, they are a big Democrat state, and they voted for Biden overwhelmingly in Hawaii. So in a weird way, you get what you paid for. You get what you wanted. You get what you voted for. So, and I will say something that you already know. I'm sure you know. Let's be honest. Most people who live in Hawaii are like the Obamas and Oprah. They're kind of, even though they could be poor, they're still an elitist. And they don't give two F's about the mainland. They don't, a lot of them, not all, but a lot of them don't care one iota about the main country. They think we're Hawaiian.
No.
We live in Hawaii. F the world. We live in paradise.
Yeah.
You don't.
Yeah.
Screw you. And that's how a lot of those people think. When they're in their private little kumbaya conversations with the hula scoop, you know, girls, and, you know, they got the surfboards out, and they're amongst themselves. Oh, yeah. I've got a lot of friends of mine that have been over there, and that's exactly – they kind of sneer at you if you're from America.
Yeah.
Unless you're from California, they kind of accept you. But if you say I'm from Arizona, I'm from Texas, Missouri, South Dakota, they say, F you. Those are red states, predominantly. We don't like
I lived there for about, I went to my first
trip to
college.
That.
I was in Hawaii, you know, and they call white people Howleys, you know, which means without love, I was told. But not all of them. A lot of them are good people that are there, very good people, and you know, good hearts. There are the ones that are are racist, basically. But there are other very good people, you know. And I think, but maybe they're liberal. They're the poor people, but they're still liberal. They're thinking they've been brainwashed, you know, or whatever. But now they see nobody really cares, you know. And by the way Biden spoke about the whole thing, it's he's basically making it known we really don't care. You know, that's kind of the way to make the joke about the hot boots or whatever he was trying to joke about. Those are some hot boots. Didn't he say that? I mean, and they're just like, it's just a crazy situation, man, and whatever it is, you know. I mean, I know they were old wood buildings, but, you know, I mean, with just the stuff that goes on, you know, it's almost really seems like a land grab by the elitists. You know, when they talk about that 15-minute city they want, you know. I don't know. It's very sad for all that history over there, you know, those buildings and how beautiful Lahaina was. I've been there before and lived in Hawaii, you know, before. So, but yeah, it's I don't know, man. And then with Trump,
how many years did you live over there, man?
Oh,
how many years did you live over there?
I was only there for just 7 months. It was when I was young, you know, much younger.
Where did you live?
So
where'd your family live?
I was in the North Shore of Oahu. By Waimea Bay.
Okay.
That's where Pipeline and Banzai are. Banzai,
the famous pipeline, right.
Yeah. Now, Jaws.
Where the surf crashes just right at that angle. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I get it. Yeah. Well, it's a beautiful state. Yeah. It really is. But the Hawaiian people are, look, they've been smoking their ganja. I get it, man. Doing the surfing. Lounging around for decades. They got shaken up during Pearl Harbor. This is the latest shakeup for that island. They want to become a Hawaiian kingdom again is the big, big rumor. They want to be their own country again. And that's the big, big rumor that we're breaking on this show tonight. They no longer want to be a state of America. They want to be the kingdom of Hawaii. Wouldn't that be wild? I told you guys this before that if you look in history, that the boundaries, the national boundaries change every 100 years like clockwork in the world. Not all boundaries, but a lot of them do change almost every 100 years. There's a new boundary, countries form, old ones are absorbed into other countries. It's amazing. The world map is always changing. So we'll see what happens there on that front. But there are some good people. We've got a lot of listeners there actually in Hawaii. We wish them well. They're getting most of their support, in my view, from the red states that want them to get. We want them to get supplies, food and water, medicine, things like that. That's what we want. I don't want to deprive them of anything. I want them, but being a Democrat state, you're getting what you kind of voted for.
I mean, I hope that this wakes up a lot of the liberals that are in Hawaii, you know, wakes them up to look who your leadership is. They and whether this, you know, it's just the whole thing is just so strange that the water was shut off and you know, I mean, the water shut up, no emergency, no text sent out. The fire was said to have, that happened in the morning, was said to be 100% out, and the firemen all left, went back. By the time they got back to the fire department, this is from someone who lives there, but the fire had kicked up again, and they said it was 100% contained. Now, isn't that saying that, you know, and for the water to be shut off, you know, and why not 4 years earlier didn't they do fire retardant on the buildings or on the electrical lines? They could do something, put some kind of special coating on the electrical lines, you know, that if they go down, they're not going to ignite, right?
What got me, Brett, was you had the water commissioner guy wearing a Hawaiian shirt, some stoner, go, We worship water, bro. We can't use the water to put out the fire, bro. We worship the water god of Hawaii out of respect. We would never use the water to put out the fires. That's what he said. Amazing. So
yeah,
if you live in Hawaii, you know your city and state leaders believe in the water god. And if your house is on fire, they will not use the precious water god to put out the fire. So the fire department is a ruse. It is just there to make you feel more comfortable. That's it. They're not going to do anything. At least they did it in Maui and Lahaina. They did use the water that was available to them.
But remember when they had the in Hawaii, what was it, 2 years ago, when they had that alert that a missile was inbound to Hawaii?
Yes.
Like an atomic bomb? I don't know. Didn't know what it was, just a missile. And they did that 2 years ago, and then and everybody say, oh, it's so strange. What, that probably killed people off, gave them a heart attack or something, But
that would fit into their depopulation agenda. Sure, they would love that. Hate to say it, they would love that.
But they could send out that alert. Then when something like this happens, it's silence, radio silence, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
what's that word that the local Hawaiians call white European people again? To clarify,
Howley.
Holloway.
Howley's.
Howley's. How do you spell that?
Howley's. H-A-U-L-I-E-S, I think. Howley's.
Oh, Howley's. And that
Howley's
means devoid of love?
Like a howl. Like you pronounce it like a howl. So
Howley's.
Gotcha.
That's funny.
Howley's. Howley's. That's what they used to
say. Well, I would say the guy
Howley's
that said that, they are devoid of common sense. I wouldn't let a water guide stop me from putting the fire out of my house. How about those apples?
They probably still call it. Yeah. And if you're white, I'm sure they still call you a owly if you're from the mainland and you go to Hawaii.
How
to jail,
dare you?
He's a
how
owly.
Dare you?
Without love, you know. But I found
yeah, they
that
have
up.
So much love for you. The Hawaiians have so much love, they call all the white people Hollies. Such love and tolerance over there, right? I'm being sarcastic as hell. In other words, you can talk a big game, but you don't dish it out to everybody equally now, do you? Only if you're a native Hawaiian. See, that's what I was getting at. Only if you're a native Hawaiian or you're like Obama or Ofer with lots of money to spread around, do they accept you? They kind of sneer at the mainland. And there's always been this little thing where they tolerate tourism because they need your money to live, but they can't wait for you to get back on the plane and get out and get the fuck out of there. I hate to say it, but it's true. I've heard that from a lot of tourists. They go, we had some weird looks, weird comments when we flew in. They're real glad when the plane lands. They know that money is going to be flowing. But they can't wait to get you back on the plane. You know. God.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a sad
amazing
situation
stuff
in life, you know. And people were talking about this 20 years ago, and now you see it happening.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like front and center, and it's pretty surreal, you know, to say the least, Vaughn.
No doubt. Well, Brett, thanks a lot for the call, man. Appreciate you.
All right, brother.
Have a great night, buddy.
All right, man.
You know it.
All right, man. We'll
surf that
soon,
way,
bro.
Brother.
Okay,
all right, man. Take care.
Thanks.
Good call from Brett the surfer there. We got some more calls here. Let's get to Lincoln in flyover country. And we got some more calls that have come in as well. But first, we got to play a little intro for Lincoln here.
Yeah. Welcome to the show. How you doing tonight, buddy? How's it going, man?
Oh, I am.
Are you there?
How are you doing tonight, brother?
Good, good, brother. Good, Lincoln, man. Just rocking and rolling here in the studio. We got some good calls tonight. And what's on your mind, man? There's always new stuff happening, I say. Sheree was good earlier, huh? Our VIP guest from Cyprus.
Oh, yeah, Sheree's always good. I've followed Sheree through Twitter back in the day and Gab, and she's in my Telegram chat, but she's not very active. I wish she was. But no, man, things are fine. I wanted to call it and give you my little two cents or my two shekels about the debate last night.
Yeah, I want to hear them. What a joke that was! God.
What an absolute shit show disaster! Like, that's the current state of the conservative. Like, how fucking gay is the conservative party when the highlight of their debate is two street shitters arguing about who loves Israel more?
Exactly. I call them slick Patels. Yeah, Nikki and Vivek. Oh boy. Man, those two peas in a pod.
Two Indians, like, literally standing on stage and arguing. And Nikki Haley, let me tell you, like, she was kind of composed the whole time. But holy fuck, once Israel came up, she's, like, wailing like a fucking crazy banshee. Like, just gone crazy screaming about Israel. It's like, good
I know.
Lord. And Vivek got out there like, oh, yeah, well, I've been to Israel more than anyone on this stage. I love Israel. I want to bring back Abraham 2.0 and blah, 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 blah. Like, what the fuck? Like, you guys are seriously having a dick measuring contest on who loves a foreign nation more?
And my thing, Lincoln, was, why? You're a 38-year-old guy. Where all this secret Indian money come from? I always call it that. Secret Indian Patel money. Why have you at 38 been to Israel more times than, say, Pence or Nikki, who was at least in the UN under Trump? Why are you going to Israel of all the places you could take your family? You're not Jewish. You're Hindu. Hindu Indian. I don't get it, man. See, I think that guy's a Manchurian candidate. Nothing adds up with that guy. It's really weird how he got on that stage and where he made his money. Try to research it. It's really murky. No one seems to know.
Well, I did look into him a little bit. From what I could tell, he made a lot of his money by basically being a big pharma bitch. And I guess he developed some, like, anti-Alzheimer's pill or some shit that he made millions of dollars on. But, you know, it didn't really do anything. It was like Alex Jones, basically, you know. Alex joins the dick pill salesman that doesn't do anything. I guess this guy invented some big pharma pill that was supposed to do something and didn't. You know, there's big money in selling this snake oil bullshit. Just look at Alex Jones. Look at this guy.
Well, that's Vivek. You just nailed it. This snake oil salesman. He got lucky. He got on stage, and he's like a little kid in a candy store last night looking at that goofy grin. And when he says something, it's like a little kid. He's so proud he could put the words together. He just smiles. And I'm going, God, this guy is such an amateur. But don't get me wrong. To the layman's ears and eyes, everyone thought he did great. But they're not really looking beyond the veil, man. You know?
Well, on that note, I will say I watched the entire debate. I did watch the – I'm not going to vote for Republican. I just probably won't vote or all, you know, I just – it's just a moral thing to me. It's, you know, if someone is scared to say the word white, I won't vote for him. It's that simple. You know, if I got to be honest, while I was watching the debate, I had friends of mine texting me, like normie guys that I worked with in the past and shit, you know, like – average Republicans, you know, and you know, that are my age, you know, 35 to 45, you know, to 50 and shit, like, you know, just people texting me because we talk politics at work and stuff like that. And they all just thought he was great. They thought he was just absolutely killing it. Like, they were just blown away. Like, oh, this guy is awesome. If Trump doesn't get in, this is my guy right here. Like, what do you think? And I'm like,
what?
First, I'm never going to vote for that shit. But, I'm also never going to vote for a non-white candidate. I'll vote for Joe Biden over fucking Tim Scott or Vivek. but especially Nikki Haley. But they were all excited about it. Like even people in my Telegram chat, some of them that watched it, just, you know, I mean, they thought that he, you know, was the best of the bunch. And, you know, honestly, I got to say, I thought the whole debate was so piss poor and Republican Party is so fucking gay that I actually thought he did the best out of everyone, too.
Really? Okay. Well, interesting. See, to me, I think Trump won the debate because he wasn't there. Those losers that were on stage, to me, none of them won. But that's just my own jaded opinion. And I agree with you on one thing. I told people, I said, the one guy that I thought would just be terrible was Pence. Actually, Vivek was so bad. Nikki was so bad. And I'm not a big fan of Pence, don't get me wrong. But if I had to pick between Pence, Vivek, and Nikki, I'm not going to vote for the Indian Patels. I'm going to vote for Pence. As bad, I'm no fan of Pence. But I will say during the debate, he was a lot better looking. He was more presidential than Vivek and Nikki. All she could talk about was Israel. That's her hot button issue. And Vivek was just like a little kid in a candy store to me. He was just like, I don't know. He's not impressive to me at all. Just because he is articulate. He is intelligent. I give him credit. He's a Harvard grad. He's got a lot of gusto. He's overconfident. And that's why he came across as bombastic.
I mean, everyone that watched the debate is going to have a different opinion on it. The people that I talked to that watched it all thought that Pence was the worst. They thought that Pence was just annoying, just constantly interrupting and wouldn't let anyone, like Vivek, talk or whatever. And just was using like these shitty little one-liners.
All the eyes of the beholder. Yep.
You know, I thought Pence was the most annoying one on the stage, but I thought Nikki Haley's the one that I liked the least, probably. But I thought Pence was just the most annoying. Chris Christie, I don't even know why that fat bastard's on there. I mean, he's too fat to be president. Get him the fuck out off the stage. Asa Hutchinson, what a fucking joke that guy is, standing on stage wearing his Israeli flag lapel. Get the fuck out of here. You're going to be president of the U.S., not Israel.
Exactly.
The other guy in North Dakota, I mean, yeah, he's fine, but he shouldn't even be on the stage. He's not going to get anywhere. Tim Scott, he was just lost and seemed to get stupider as it went on.
I agree.
He didn't even belong.
He sounded stupider.
Sanders to do very well.
Yeah.
And he just was pretty absent for most of it, I thought. I thought Vivek stole the show, which is, you know, like it's like beating a it's like winning the Special Olympics. Yeah, you won, but how what did you accomplish?
With a bunch of political retards, exactly. No, my point is just, it's more tongue-in-cheek, is that I was saying, in my view, Vivek was so bad on so many fronts, to me at least, I said Pence looks actually good next to a Vivek. Because I hate Pence. I can't stand Vivek, because Vivek to me is one of these, look, he's an empty suit. This is a presidential debate. And my thing is, I know a lot of politics is a clown show, but my thing with Vivek is you've got literally no experience. You've never been elected. You got this secret money from some drug or whatever. You got on stage. He's a good talker. I will say, I give credit where credit's due. Vivek promotes himself very well. Fox News has helped him because Fox News is part of the Republican cabal, and they want a brown-black RNC, Black Obama on the RNC side. That's Vivek. Vivek to them will be Barack Obama in two more elections. And right now, he's just being sent out there to get his name out there and to get groomed. That's all. But his sound bites on Fox sound very persuasive. But when I saw him in action, it was a huge letdown for me. I was going, yeah, the guy was trying to steal the show. Yeah, he's bombastic. He's very talkative, very handsy. But that, to me, isn't presidential. I don't know. You know, yeah, he did win the trophy for stealing the show, hands down. That I give him. Go ahead.
Well, you can't at the same time say that you want someone who is presidential and experienced and has won elections in the past and all that stuff, and then express your undying support for Donald Trump. Let's face it, Donald Trump wasn't exactly presidential either. I mean, getting on stage and making fun of Rosie O'Donnell and shit like that, which I thought was fucking hilarious. But that's not exactly presidential.
Which I thought was, too. Well, I mean, look, Trump looks like a president. He's way more presidential than Vivek, is what I'm saying. Yeah, Trump was way more presidential. And Trump can be seen. It's okay to joke around. Trump knows when to turn it on and turn it off for the most part. And he knew when to be serious. My thing with Vivek is he's like the Energizer bunny. You wound him up on that stage. I can tell that boy likes the limelight. He likes the cameras on him. It's like clown show. And he never changed gears during the debate. It was full speed ahead, one speed, and he was just on. Hands, arms, voice. At least Trump knows when to make a joke and when to stop. Fall back, retreat, then go on the offensive again. This guy had no gears, is what I'm saying. His personality is just, boom. I'm Vivek. I'm still in the show. I'm here. The guy's got some great talking points. No doubt. You can tell he's rehearsed these things. They all do. But he's really rehearsed his down to where he sounds very persuasive. And he's got good handlers. Don't get me wrong. I'm giving him credit here for running a good campaign and coming out of nowhere. He's ran a very successful campaign. He's not going to win. But, again, I think he knows. He's been told he's the Republican Barack Obama, I'm telling you.
I think the reason he shined, I really do. I was talking to some people about this. I think that what made him shine, in a way, I mean, I'm not pimping Vivek, whatever his 20-letter last name is, Ramazamzoy fucking street shitter. why he shined, in my opinion, is because this ain't 2008. This ain't 2004. I don't give a fuck how many times you cut taxes in your state as a governor. I don't give a fuck if you balance the budget in your state as a governor. I mean, it's the same old boring talking points. Oh, I cut taxes in my state, and I fired civil service employees. Well, why did you do that? Fuck you. You probably fired them, hiring blacks to take the Indians to take their place. you know, it's just the same old, like, 2008 Republican talking, well, I cut taxes in my state. I even built a $2 million surplus. Well, if you build a surplus in your state, that means your citizens are overtaxed. To me, that's not something to brag about. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like the same old boring talking points. And he was the one that kind of talked about things that are relevant. There's two genders. There's this. We need borders. We need this. He kind of shined because, like, other governors are just, oh, I balanced the budget. I cut taxes and blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't give a shit what you did in Indiana 20 years ago.
I know. I definitely get it. It's just it was amusing to watch. It just, you know, look, everyone's going to take away from the debate their own observations. All I'm telling people is take a harder look at this Vivek guy, because if you don't even know it, he's being marketed to you. Whether you're white, brown, or purple, doesn't matter. He's being marketed to you. And they are giving him favorable press. They're pushing him, pushing, pushing, pushing. You can feel it, can't you? Because they're trying to market him as the Republican version of Barack Obama. They know the country's turning brown and black. And they need a candidate in the future. RNC wants a candidate that can get that support. Whether or not you vote or I vote, the problem is the demographics, is what we've always said. There's not enough white people having babies. You have to have 10 babies per white woman right now just to overcompensate for the invasion of brown and black people pouring into the country. And they know that, and they know that Vivek is going to – they want him to be their man. I'm just telling you. Right now,
I mean,
he's
Vivek
getting his – he's
like,
he's going to wet his beak and get his feet wet and get into the game, get some debate experience, some campaign experience. But haven't you noticed that every article about him is favorable? Have you seen one disfavorable or unfavorable article about him? I haven't. From left or right.
No, he plays well with the whole, like, kind of like your Sivnat type crowd, which, like, he's kind of like your Tucker Carlson type, which, by the way, he did a big interview with Tucker Carlson and got into things, and, you know, he kind of does that same thing where he's, you know, a cut-and-cloth Republican, but he does dare to buck the trend from your normal Republican talking points here and there. I'll give the guy credit for that. Now, do I think the guy's good? Fuck no. Any candidate that wants mass immigration, which, by the way, Donald Trump said himself that he wants more immigrants than ever before coming to our country. So don't give me this Trump.
He did. And we've brought that up many times on the show.
All about mass immigration. Like, all these.
That's right. Trump said the same thing.
Immigration policy when he's on a stage full of everyone else that's pro-immigration as well.
That's right, and that's the problem, as we said, with the Republican Party, is the Democrats want them to sneak over the border. The Republicans want them to come over the border by any means possible. The Democrats want the votes. The Republicans want cheap labor for their businesses, and they want votes, too, down the road. And they also have given up. They've given up. It's obvious they've given up. They just say, look, the country's turning brown and black. And I've heard Republicans saying, and I'm not a Republican, they go, we got to get a brown or black candidate to cater to these people. And by God, if they're for Israel, we're going to stand behind them. This is the thinking that's going on.
Like, Nikki Haley had the worst lines of the entire debate. Like, she pissed me off right out of the gate when she's like, Margaret Thatcher, and if you want something said, talk, you know, ask a man. If you want something done,
ask a woman.
Like,
only a woman can get things done. That's right. Fuck you, Nikki. Exactly.
Yeah, we're a bunch of dumb white men. We don't know how to do shit. We built the whole fucking world. We literally built the entire fucking civilized world. But we better ask a woman, a fucking Indian woman, if we want to get something done.
Oh. You got to ask the Indian princess for a permission. She's an Indian princess. Nikki Haley, better kiss her Indian ass. Oh, yeah. That's how she feels. Yeah, she thinks she's the heir apparent. Definitely. And look, she and Vivek are from the same cloth. They're slick Patels. Slick Willie Patels, I call them. And they got into the Republican Party. They both should be Democrats. They both should be off that stage. They don't really have anything conservative about either one of them. And the same could go for some of the others, maybe. But I know those two should be in the Democrat Party.
Do you know where she got the material she was using, saying that he wants to slash aid to Israel? Do you know where that came from? Like, where she got? I know where it came from. Do you know where that came from?
No, tell us. Floor's yours.
Okay, Vivek, Vivek gave a little speech. I forgot what it was. I saw the clip of an interview where he was, you know, the question of Israel came up. And all he said was, he said that he didn't feel that the United States should be sending any more aid to Israel than they would any other nation, because they haven't really done anything more for us than any other nation has, so why should they receive more funding than any other nation? I agree with him on that, but she took that as not, you know, keeping it the same, or I don't think we should send a fucking dime to any nation in the world, but she
took
that as
really are, exactly.
Funding. Because Israel's on the pedestal above every other thing on the whole fucking planet, and they deserve not billions, but trillions of dollars.
The chosen ones. Yeah, right. Right. Chosen ones, my ass. They're all Khazarians from from the steppe. They're not ancient Hebrews.
Twisted that in a weird way.
Oh, I know. They don't know their history. The history is there if you want to read it.
Why do we send them more money than other countries?
Your average Jewish person in Israel today has virtually very little lineage. I think it's like 3% that came out have actual lineage to the ancient Hebrews that were the original 12 tribes of Israel, yada, yada. 97% of them say they're Jews. They're not Hebrews. They're from Khazarians. They're from the steppe. They're from the Russian, from the east of the Caucasus. It's all in history. and they went down there centuries ago. They adopted Judaism, and they called themselves Jews. And there's a little bit of intermixing with them and even the Palestinians, and the rest is history. But most people don't know that.
You know,
they go, they're all descendants of ancient Israel. Not necessarily, no.
Attacking Vivek. And that's one thing that kind of, like, makes me kind of like, oh, you know, maybe he's not that bad. I would never vote for him, you know. But you know, maybe he is a little bit – when I see Jews attacking a guy because, you know, he made this statement about how, you know, he likes things about Israel. He likes the fact that they have a wall and they're anti-immigration and they're tough on crime and, you know, they do things for their people. And I saw Jews bitching about that on Twitter, like, oh, it sounds like fucking fascist, like calling him a fascist and shit. I'm like, well, if he pissed off the Jews, maybe he said something right.
What the Jews are saying, I definitely get your sentiment there. The Jews want Israel to be pure with walls and be secure. They want America to be open. Just the bottom line. They want America to be an open society that they can plunder, that they can rob, steal, or, you know, ship over tons of people and dump them on our shores. That's what they want. That's exactly what they want. They want to dump in America and just, you know, use our country, plunder it, rape it economically, and bring the money back to Israel. If you really want to know, that's their bottom line. Everything else is, once you know that, the rest is easy. The pieces fall into place. It's true.
Oh yeah, they want and have their own, nationalist ethno state. They have.
That's
that.
Right.
But if any,
and they don't want that for anybody else. Right. The Jew will always say the world's my oyster, but not Israel. We're off limits. But they want the rest of the world to be open, open societies where they can tinker with. See, we're like in their little cultural petri dish that they can mess around with, experiment with.
You know, I'll complete change of subject. I feel bad for Cherie over there because, you know, it's like what I talked to Kat in Canada about. You know, they're being just fucking overrun with African, mostly Arabs and Asians, actually, mostly Arabs, but they're just getting overrun in Canada. You know, we talk about this a lot. You know, it's in a place like Cyprus is so tiny that, you know, like America has a population of what, 340 million people. If a million people come here, then you're taking a million into 340 million. Does it change things? Absolutely. But it doesn't change things to the same scale as, like, Canada, where the population is 32 million. When you bring a million people into a population of 32 million, it stands out a lot more than 340 million. You know, a country
That's
like
right.
Cyprus is so small that, shit, we think 1,000 immigrants is a walk in the park. Like, okay, that's a good thing. That's nothing for us. But for them, it's a scale. You know, you have to be able to figure. You know, use a scale to figure out that we actually don't have it as bad as a lot of other places.
Hmm.
Yet.
I know. Yet, right? Oh, it's scary, man. It's gonna. You know, prepare, folks. Prepare. We're not telling that to scare you. We're just being realistic about it. The trajectory that America is on is not sustainable. Doesn't mean we want the country to do well. I hope we can navigate these rough waters. I always say that, but fair. Lincoln, what are your final thoughts to America tonight, man? Been great talking to you and catching up, man. As always.
Oh yeah, it was good. Hey, I want to tell you, if you want to see a really, really funny video, a guy I know made a hilarious, hilarious meme video. And it's about Vivek and Haley when they got into their big argument over who loves Israel more. Someone I know put together a video, made a video where it's basically two Indians arguing back and forth with their, you know, Indian accents. You know, you just have to watch the video. It's like 30 seconds long, but it's absolutely hilarious. It's two street shitters arguing back and forth, screaming at each other. I fuck you, bloody bitch bastard. Shit like this. It's just, the video is hilarious.
I got to watch that. I got a whole lot.
I posted it on my Gab page, too, and it's in my Telegram chat.
Okay.
It's hilarious. It's the funniest meme I saw the entire day. It was them two arguing back and forth.
Oh, awesome.
It's like overweight Indians arguing instead of them. It's hilarious.
I love that stuff, man.
Like,
I love
it. Republican Party. This is the conservative. This is the better alternative. It's two fucking Indians screaming and wailing like banshees about who loves Israel more. That's our current conservative party.
So pathetic. That's right. That's where the Republicrats are. We have two Indian contenders who are arguing who loves Israel more, and that's the current. And then Trump, the front runner, has been arrested today. That's the current state of your Republican Party. Oh my God, sad but true. Lincoln, thanks a lot, man.
Well, you know,
I'll definitely catch that video out. You know it.
Donald Trump. However, I will agree with you that he was the winner of the debate last night, and he wasn't even there. I don't like Trump. I don't like Trump at all. But he's better than anyone on that stage last night, that's for sure.
He was, and he wasn't even there. That's what I'm saying. Trump won that debate. Hey, thanks a lot, Lincoln. Have a great night, man. Appreciate you.
Hey, okay.
Funny stuff. Oh, sorry to cut you off there, Lincoln. Tell me in the chat room, and we will. I'll broadcast it for you. We have a call here from Illinois or Chicago area. Let's put him on the air. Hello, you're on the air on the Von Wien Show. What's your name? Are you there? Going once. Going twice. Going thrice. Okay. They weren't there. 708 area code. They must be listening. They're not really talking. No problem there. You can listen in all you want. We appreciate that. We'll get a cocktail and get a drink, and I'll be back after, just get a drink. I'll be right back. Always dig that surf beat. Love that. Let's try that 708 area code again, see if they're there. They might have fallen asleep. It's about over midnight there. Let's put them on the air. Are you there tonight? Area code 708. Speak if you're there. You made the Von Wien Show by hook or by crook. Well, have a good night. They've probably fallen asleep. Let's get the Irish Pirate on our tech wizard to discuss the Republican charade and clown show that was last night.
Wow. I really want to put me into those wraps?
Yes.
My God.
Yes.
I mean, did they talk about
that? Was hilarious.
That entire? I didn't watch it. And
no,
there
wasn't.
I did follow the news on Tucker with Trump because –
They're way underreporting the number of people that watched it.
Oh, I agree. I agree with that. Oh, yeah, it was a lot of people. Yes.
I think that the most important question was asked by Tucker Carlson. It should have been in the debate. And that one is, he had to ask Trump twice, how do you feel about the fact that they probably want to kill you?
Yeah.
I mean, that would be great. I mean, if the other Republicans would talk about, don't you think that Trump is just going to be offed and you guys might be next?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That would have been a question. Yeah, because you guys, we can't be sitting here and talking about all this junk. We need to be talking about, for example, secure elections. If you win the nomination, uh-huh, one of you guys on the debate floor, do you think that you're actually going to be able to be president? Do you think they'll let you? I mean, none of that goes on. They all, like I said, they all did their talking points.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't catch the debate, but I don't know if they even talked about Hawaii much, more than a sentence. But that's, mm-hmm, current, right? I mean, you would think that they would be up on what's really current, and they're not. I think, personally, trying to disdain the war with Ukraine would have been nice, but I think, 75% of them probably were for it.
Mm-hmm.
That struck them off with me right there, because I don't play either side, and I don't think anybody ever should have. And then,
mm-hmm,
I mean, there's just so much wild stuff going on right now, and none of that is pertinent to this facade of a show. And so,
it was a show last night. I agree with people that say Vivek stole the show because that's what he was wanting to do. He wants to get his name out there. He stole the show with a bunch of hot air. Right? There was mm-hmm, no substance. He said nothing of any intelligence. He's a blowhard. He's an Indian bloviator.
And it was wide open
who
for
got
somebody
on stage,
else to do it,
got
even
lucky.
The
they couldn't moderate him.
Fox could have done something. Even the moderator for Fox could have done something.
Fox News has been spoon-feeding
him. It was wide open for somebody to stick something in there that was real. But there was nothing.
Yeah, I agree. Nothing. Right. But they've been giving Vivek sound bites for the last several months. And now we saw how he really interacts without the sound bites. Very interesting.
I would take away everybody's votes. I would have just stood up and said, look, August 15, a bunch of weirdos whispered down from Biden decided that they were going to tell everybody that on September 15, TSA, libraries, universities, all that are going to be wearing masks again. Everybody that serves anybody, anything like that. And that sets it up for by October 15, we're going to demand that everybody else do it.
Mm-hmm.
Had not Alex Jones brought that up on, I think, the 16th or the 17th,
mm-hmm,
they said that because people called him. They said, my God, Alex, these dummies are going to do it again. They don't even have a reason. There's not even a health issue right now. Everybody's doing fine. It's summertime. If they're not sweltering in the heat, at least it's killing all the bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to tell you the lie, which we have discussed ad nauseum on this show, that nothing that mutates gains information and certainly can't gain anything beneficial from it. No one's carrying something so bad that, that if you strip this off of it, that it'll suddenly become a stronger whatever it is, protozoa virus, whatever it might be. And so we've been talking about that, and I told you three occasions that's what they're going to tell you first. That's what they're going to come out with. They can't come up with anything truly scientific. Certainly they didn't isolate the COVID thing, which we now know that COVID was a list of symptoms, right? And nobody wants to call it SARS-CoV-2 except the doctors. Every time the politicians refer to it, they scare you with the COVID thing. And that's just and one of the list of the symptoms in COVID was nothing. Nothing is a symptom.
Right.
If you have nothing, no symptoms, you have COVID, potentially. And say, well, then I must have had it then. It shouldn't be a problem.
Right.
So,
God forbid.
You know,
right,
so
exactly.
All this is just complete junk. They're going to use a PCR test to test for it, and that's fraud. And they're going to set up all these protocols. They're going to give hospitals $350,000 to kill you. They're going to give coroners 20% of their annual salary just to be able to mark something under COVID. Death, whatever that is, whatever it isn't. And then, the whole thing's going to roll again, except for one little problem, which we discussed in the last 2 weeks.
and that is a whole bunch of people died, but not from COVID, from the shot.
Mm-hmm.
And a whole bunch of people were told they had COVID or, you know, went along with the government. But this is where, you know, Chris Sky is on tour right now. We talked about that last week. And one of the coolest things he ever said, if you did everything the opposite of what the government demanded from you, you would be so well off right now. I mean, you would be better than everyone else if you did the exact opposite. They say wear a mask, don't. They say get a shot, don't. That you did all that stuff. You should lock your business up. Don't. If you did all that stuff, you'd be so better off right now.
Right.
Anybody that did, here's, but the problem is someone that did and found out it was dumb, those are your best friends, right? Because depending on who you ask, the low-end estimates are 30%. I say it's more like 60%. But a whole bunch of people just didn't go for it. That's you. That's me. But there's a lot of other people. And, of course, they're being quiet right now. And then there's a bunch of people, they made the mistake, one, maybe two mistakes of any kind, and they said, you know what, I don't feel good. This sucks. I don't know why I did it. You know, these people, now they're turning around and adding to, you know, now that you've taken a shot, have a booster kind of thing. It's like, all right, this is not enough. And so those are your best friends right now. They're the ones that are believable by the other people that you need to convince. And they said they needed 70% last time. They keep thinking they got 62. I don't think they got that. But even then, they were short.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? You know, a percentage of your people who took your shots died, and a larger percentage of the people that took your shots are now permanently disabled and cannot work, dependent on your government, and they don't like what happened. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to give these people another ultimatum? I mean, I know what they want to say about it. Granted, some of them probably can't say no. You've crippled them so bad that now they're dependent on your paychecks. But everyone else, say their brothers, their mothers, say the people that didn't get hurt, what do you think they're going to do? And the answer is obvious. They're going to side with me. They're going to side with the people who said no the first time. And you that said no the first time, please do not criticize them for finally jumping across the fence. They are the best friends you've got in this world. This is going to be millions upon billions of people all over the world saying no one last time to tyranny. And tyranny is going to play the nastiest cards in their deck. You're going to find out how mad they really are you said no. And that's what we should have experienced the first time. We didn't. We prosecuted none of them. We let them totally get away scot-free. Some got smart and disappeared. I don't think you're going to find Fauci anytime soon, but he's still running the gig from behind the scenes.
I hate that
you
guy.
You really think that's about him?
Sucks.
Well, you can hate him all you want, but now even worse, you can't catch him. You didn't catch him when you had him, so you're not going to catch him now. That mouse got away, more than likely. I don't think he'll never be that stupid.
I know
he is, but anyway, the real problem now is it is so clear cut what's going to happen. They're not going to get the percentages they want. They're going to have to double it. They don't know anything else to do. And this is put best by Dr. David Martin, who's sick and tired of going onto the internet and giving podcasts. He goes, I want to see people's faces. I want to shake people's hands.
Yeah.
If I'm
going
to tell somebody the truth, I want them to hear the resonation of my vocal cords. And I'm going like, David Martin, you're the smartest man in the room everywhere you go. Because that's what needs to happen. I have gotten so much more, how do I want to say this? People have been willing to listen to me when I break it to them gently. I'm not running out there saying, oh, my God, look up, you know, bad things in the skies. I'm not doing that. I'm asking them simple questions like, well, I'm not going to tell you what happened, but I had to get on the phone for official business. It sucked. And I told a person on the other end of the line that, we never broke a heat record here in Phoenix. We didn't go 125. We didn't even do higher than 115. We've had 115 several times before. Not a big deal. But the saguaro are dying. The bees' hives are melting. And we never broke a high temperature record. I don't tell people what I believe happened or know happened or whatever. I can show you the patents and things, but not important if you ain't asking me. So I tell them.
What do you think caused the problem? I honor your opinion, because if it's nowhere near mine, we need to talk. And that's, you know, that's kind of where I'm at. And so many people stop me and say, keep talking. I didn't hear this before. Mm-hmm. It's not on the news. It's like, should be. You know, I'm a scientist. I mean, I know where to look.
Right.
I've got really when I tell you about the August 15, September 15, October 15 thing, that's bound and determined. Oh, here's another one, Von Wehut. My God, we've got to get this out tonight. Remember Mike Lindell said he was going to bring out this big thing on August 15th?
Yes, I do. I remember that. What happened?
Okay, not a
what
single
happened?
Person I know has any clue what he did on those 2 days. I'm alone
okay, so
in my
what do you think?
In my little bubble.
But what do you think, man?
I can't believe that this guy borrowed $10 million to put this out there, and somehow he didn't even get an eep into anybody's ear. Couldn't even get a whisper
so
in somebody's ear.
So he said nothing tangible, nothing substantial?
Oh, it was. Absolutely it was. It scared to death the people that are going to steal the election. So I guess I'll explain it to you in 30 seconds or less. He has a hold of a piece of technology. He has a hold of a piece of technology that anybody can hold, and it will tell you any device that's on the Internet nearby, you know, all the, how it pings to be able to say, I'm here, you know, transmission with the towers that are out there and whatnot. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can tell the device, okay, this is too much traffic. I can't see what I'm looking for. Cancel all the cell phones. You know, I just want to see the other devices.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, slowly but surely you can frame a filter until you can get it down to the voting machine, its IP address, telling you what it is and who he's talking to.
Mm-hmm.
Then now that's
interesting.
But you don't have to actively be online. You can just snitch it. You can record it. And at any time after the election, et cetera, somebody tells you this was – somebody can just present the evidence themselves. And imagine if – I don't know how he went – Lindell went into hock $10 million to tell you this. So let's assume these things are pretty expensive.
No
but
doubt.
Remember what –
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
All right. Remember what dude from Project Veritas? I'll come up with his name in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Remember he wants to put a bunch of cameras, hidden cameras, in everyone's hands too.
I remember that.
Right. I mean, that's going on and it's working. They are getting all kinds of scores. So the interesting thing is, imagine that type of technology where, in this case, obviously the hidden cameras are maybe I'm going to say $700. Like that. I mean, O'Keefe, that's his name, James O'Keefe, can afford to pay you that personally. If you'll sign up, you give him a donation, right, a big enough one.
Mm-hmm.
He'll just equip you with the cameras and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go out and do, you know, he will show you how to catch the guy that you want to catch. That, you know, that
nice.
It was your idea, which is what I really love
I
about
like
it. He's not telling you where to go. And so the same thing here. Yeah, somebody like Lindell or somebody he's working with, I haven't figured out yet, but I don't think I want to know. I don't want to blab that here.
right.
Somebody anywhere could be passively listening to your voting machine getting rigged.
Oh, yeah.
And sure.
I know.
You can have another one. You can have another one catching 2,000
It's so
viewers.
Corrupt now. It's so corrupt, and the technology has gotten in front of the voting machines in so many ways. But I want to ask you here in a rapid fire segment, getting back to the debate, and you're right about that other stuff. I mean, look,
no,
it's a can of worms that we could talk about for hours.
I'll use my debate.
Give us reports and updates.
The topics.
Each week, give us parcels of that on every show, a little bit of that.
Okay.
There's so much there, we can't possibly give it credit on
Correct.
One show. But in our rapid-fire segment, I want to get your opinion, just your gut, 30 seconds on each candidate that I mentioned. Pence, go.
Okay, go ahead. Okay.
What's your gut reaction from the debate? 30 seconds, though.
Well, Nikki Haley doesn't deserve anything. That's the first one I think is the least qualified to do anything. She's never proven that she's been a leader of any kind.
Okay.
Nobody of any high quality endorses that woman. I don't even understand how she got on the stage. Next.
Oh, okay. I said Pence first.
See.
Okay, Pence.
Okay, Pence. Pence went out of his way.
Pence.
He's being coached. He's being coached
mm-hmm.
to be more aggressive and to look like he can really take a stand for the issues. But we know the problem with Pence. He doesn't even know what the issues are. Remember, in a recent interview, he said that
good one.
He didn't even share the feelings with most people about what's going on in Ukraine. He thinks it's more important. And that was silly.
That's right.
When he did that.
Okay.
Now, of course, all of Fox Radio jumped to help him and said, no, no, no. He was saying that what's not important is not talking about the other things that lead up to that. He's like, no, he answered the question and then realized he
okay.
made a mistake.
All right.
Well, anyway,
gotcha.
Go
okay,
ahead.
Now DeSantis. DeSantis.
Okay. DeSanctimonious, okay. The biggest problem he's got is he has been proven, number one, he's a Knight of Malta. You know, he's got all this background. He's the one the New World Order has been backing the whole time, and now they realize it's a waste of – they don't worry about the money, but it's been a waste of energy to get a bunch of people to back him and coach him and do all those things. This is not his time. And quite frankly, mm-hmm. with those people in his background, there is no time for DeSantis. He's a fake all the way. I mean, Rhino doesn't even cut it. He's uniparty, New mm-hmm. World Order, you know, he'll never win the basketball game. He's only looking to cut the point spread that he loses by.
Ah,
make it look
very good.
I put in a great effort. All right.
Okay. Next.
That.
Chris Christie of New Jersey. Go.
Wow. Which half of him?
Chris Christie.
Anyway, yeah, well, there's the fat left half and the fat right half. But that guy has proven that for whatever reason, he also, like DeSantis and Pence, he can't find an actual important topic that you and I care about. He's always looking for, he's mm-hmm. being coached by somebody. He has no idea, you know, between pizzas, he just hasn't been able to figure out what you and I would want. Maybe even a slice of
like
pizza.
That. I
that
like
might
that.
Be more important.
Okay. Vivek, you're on. Vivek Ramaswamy.
Okay.
Whatever.
Vivek, I believe it or not, I like the guy for what he's saying now. I don't like the guy for what he used to be. In other words, remember, Trump had a bad background.
Mm-hmm.
And Vivek came from the same kind of bad background, kind of leaned the wrong directions on a lot of things, didn't know what he was talking about. Okay, so now
right.
he's done a little more homework. Now he's recognized these people are all going to stick to their own things that they were talking about 20 years ago. I should be able to just jump in front of them and say, what about now? And win debates. But seriously, all the stuff that I'm concerned about, he doesn't bring it up. I mean – he says
mm-hmm.
a couple of things maybe that sound good, but there's no solutions. He's not a solution-oriented guy. Let's just get rid of this. Let's just get – how do you plan on doing that, Vivek?
Yeah, he's a slogan
Trump
guy.
Trump at least said,
slogan.
I'm going to build a wall.
He's a sloganeer.
Yeah, Trump said, I will build a wall.
Right.
Yeah, Vivek said,
right.
I will build a bunch of BS in a pile.
And Vivek,
the
to me, is an empty suit. He's an empty suit.
Well, and his opponents,
mm-hmm.
Trump's opponents said, we'll never let him build a wall. That's crazy. They're not
right.
saying anything like that
right.
about Vivek because he didn't say anything. He didn't offend
mm-hmm.
anybody. He just looked cute.
Okay, and we won't even go into the other guys because other people there don't
mm-hmm.
even really even matter on that debate stage. I always think so.
No,
they don't. I appreciate those. Our rapid fire round, your gut instincts are spot on,
no,
and that's what I wanted to
well,
get
yeah,
at.
I do know,
and
I do know
we'll do more of these.
Yes, Von Wehunt, I will just say this. I do know who the candidates are that were on that stage. That's why I did not watch. I knew nothing was going
right.
to happen. I was totally uninterested.
I like it.
I'm more interested in the NFL preseason than watching these idiots go where they're going.
I totally agree.
So
I have
sad.
To watch it. It's my job, and I got some good laughs out
yeah.
of it. Let me
yeah.
tell you. It was funny to watch, and it once again, folks, these things happen. You can always rest assured the Von Wehunt Show has got your back. Irish Pirate, thanks so much, man. Have a great night.
We need to
awesome.
Do another restaurant run. That's what we need to do.
We will.
You
we will in the
Kelly.
Fall. We will definitely
yeah, we will.
Do it. Be good in the fall.
Okay.
You bet, man. It's too hot.
I'm
too hot
it.
Right now. Yeah.
Oh, baby.
We will definitely do it. Thanks, Irish.
Okay.
Have a great night, sir.
Okay.
You
have a good night,
folks. I sure will. Thank you so much. Thank you very much there. I will have a good night, actually. You know, I am having a great night. this show makes my night every Thursday. And in talking about that, wow, great callers. I like our rapid fire things with Irish Pirate and the other callers. Always fun to get gut instincts. Don't think, don't overthink it. Don't think too much. Is a 30-second gut instinct. I do this once in a while just to get out the gut, visceral point of view. Because if you think and analyze, I don't want the gut instinct to go through too many filters, because all of us are analytical. We all overthink things just as boom. And Irish did a great job there, didn't he? Articulate, spot on, nailed it. And he didn't even watch the debate, but he already knew the answers. Smart guy. That's why he's a scientist. And that's why many of you are not. No, just kidding. Fun stuff, man. Fun stuff. Look, this is all about the Mission Impossible. And last night, it's very apropos that the Mission Impossible movie is in the theaters, because it is Mission Impossible for any of those people on the debate stage to be the president of the United States.
Requested under the statue at the Griffith Observatory in Los Angeles, California. Do be careful, Vaughn. This can be very dangerous. But just know that after we tell you your mission, that the secret transmission will self-destruct in 5 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. You have set up your nation well. Good night, Fonny. God bless from the American Intelligence Services and Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Wow. Well, you never know when I'm going to get a secret decoder message that's going to come into the studio. Pretty amazing stuff there. I will end the show with these thoughts. Aloha, again, to all of our listeners in Hawaii. We hope you guys do well out there on a serious note with food and supplies, water, things that you need for the Lahana, Maui regions, and all of that. That's very, very important. There are so many great dogs right now needing a home, America. Do consider getting one if you can and if you can afford it. I've had dogs my entire life, and the pounds and all that, they really need your help during the summer. It doesn't cost much at all to have your dogs by your side as part of your family and all that. And America, we all know, faces invasion. Our borders are wide open. The cartels control the border, not our border patrol, unfortunately, and are now armed with the modern weapons of war that we ship to Ukraine and Afghanistan. Leaving all that there, as Biden said, and the U.S. military is running out of ammunition. A lot of it's been sent to Ukraine. Biden actually said that a week or two ago, that we're running out of ammunition. You know how long it takes in our supply chain to build up our ammunition for this country? It takes years. We cannot do things as fast as Russia on the ammo front. Keep that in mind. Well, while all that's going on, something like 1 million illegals per year are pouring into America. And yes, that already includes a Normandy-sized force of Chinese military-age men who are already inside our border. The total number of illegal aliens who entered U.S. territory under Joe Biden is more than the population of 35 states per modern estimates. It's amazing and scary all at the same time. Keep your head on a swivel. Be prepared. Be knowledgeable. Fortify your homes. And be ready for anything in this country and beyond. I told you once before on this show that we will see amazing things in America and around the world. And with that, have a good night. God bless you all. Until next week, the Vaughn Wehunt Show will be here always, every Thursday night, and more to tell you the news, conjecture, to discuss our world at war and at peace. Good night.